Welcome to the podcast. My name is John Stapleton, and today we are continuing our discussion on race in the Bible on the topic of ethnicity this week, and we're going to be zooming in on the Hebrew family today. And so the first question we got to ask is, what is a Hebrew? Genesis 14, verse 13 says this, "But one of Lot's men escaped and reported everything to Abram, the Hebrew, who was living near the oak grove belonging to Mamre, the Amorite. Mamre and his relatives, Eshcol and Aner, were Abram's allies." So it's fascinating that, Israel's founding father was once a pagan. Abram, who later is called Abraham, was a pagan. In fact, Hebrew actually means outsider or nomad, and you can see this in the context of Canaan, right? He's wandering the land of Canaan. The Israelites don't get Canaan until the time of Joshua, but right now he is an outsider. And as well, when God's people are leaving Egypt, it's really interesting what the Bible records. It says that, I'll just read it to you, Exodus 12:38, "Many other people went up with them, also large droves of livestock, both flocks and herds." But the point that I want to highlight here is that many other people went with them. As you see in the Exodus story, there were some Egyptians that feared the Lord as God was striking Egypt with plague after plague after plague. And so when the Israelites finally were set free, some of the Egyptians went with them. It doesn't really specify here. It could have been more than just the Egyptians. But this is really interesting. From Passover, from the first holiday itself, from this defining event, God's people, Israel, were also mixed with other people. And this draws out the point that anybody who is a God-fearer, anybody that would submit to God's laws, anybody that would insert themselves into the community of Israel and was going to worship Israel's God and follow God's law, those people would have been accepted into the nation of Israel. Moving along, Deuteronomy 26, verse 5 says this, "You must then say in the presence of the Lord your God, my ancestor Jacob was a wandering Aramean." Do you hear that? Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. This is the family line that we often reference. "My ancestor Jacob was a wandering Aramean. He was a wanderer, just like his father Abraham, who went to live as a foreigner in Egypt. His family arrived, few in number, but in Egypt they became a large and mighty nation." So before giving the law, God entered into a covenant with Israel. And we see that both Hebrews and non-Hebrews were in the mix. So that's my main point with that. The next point that I want to draw out, so we discussed what a Hebrew is. Next, I want to say this. Hebrews, some Hebrews are not Hebrews. There are some Hebrews that are not Hebrews. This is very important. Interestingly, not all of Abraham's children are Abraham's children. They're not all considered Hebrews. The lineage is traced through Isaac, though Abraham had another son, Ishmael. And Ishmael is the father of the Arabs who eventually started the Muslim religion. And the same case can be found a generation later when the line is traced through Isaac and not Esau. Again, Esau is the father of the Edomites. This is how Paul understands it. He says this in Romans 9, verses 6 and 7. "Well then, has God failed to fulfill his promise to Israel? No. For not all who are born into the nation of Israel are truly members of God's people. Being descendants of Abraham doesn't make them truly Abraham's children. For the scriptures say, Isaac is the son through whom your descendants will be counted, though Abraham had other children too." Check out Matthew chapter 3, verses 7 through 9. This is John the Baptist talking to the Pharisees. The Pharisees were the most conservative group, religious group in Israel at the time. And here's what he says to them. When he saw many Pharisees and Sadducees coming to watch him baptize, he denounced them. "You brood of snakes," he exclaimed. "Who warned you to flee from the coming wrath? Prove by the way that you live that you have repented of your sins and turned to God. Don't just say to each other, 'We're safe, for we are descendants of Abraham.' That means nothing, for I tell you, God can create children of Abraham from these very stones." John here illustrates that descent from Abraham means nothing if you don't have a right heart, if you don't believe the way Abraham did. And if you look at the Gospels, this was Jesus' same message. This is John 8, 39 through 40. "Our father is Abraham," the Jews declared. "No," Jesus replied, "if you were really the children of Abraham, you would follow his example. Instead, you're trying to kill me because I told you the truth, which I heard from God. Abraham never did such a thing." So, this one's a bit shorter, but this is where I want to conclude. Jesus is driving home the same point that John was. Physical descent of Abraham are not, it doesn't mean that you're his spiritual child. Physical descent from Abraham does not mean that you're his child. Jesus would later say in John 8, you know, "Abraham lived to see my glory. He saw it and was glad." And then when Jesus shows up, you know, the narrator John says at the near the beginning of his gospel, I believe it's chapter 1, verse 12, that Jesus came to his own people and his own people didn't receive him. So, belief is what defines our family. Jesus, in another point in his ministry, says it's not those physical brothers and sisters of mine who are my family. It's those who do the will of my Father in heaven. And there's this theology called replacement theology, right? This is where it says that the church replaced Israel. And it's not that we replaced Israel. We are a different group of people, and God established a new covenant with us. And so to, and so that's where we're going next time we're together. But I just want to make that simple point. What is a Hebrew? Well, a Hebrew has always been an outsider. Okay, well, even in the establishment of the nation, they still had outsiders in their rank. So it wasn't about who was your father. It was about what do you believe. And if you believe this, well, come get circumcised. Come join the community of Israel, God's people. That's how it was in the Old Covenant. We went through the book of Galatians, where Paul is adamantly defending the terms of the New Covenant that does not demand circumcision, but rather belief in baptism. And then Jesus comes along, John comes along, and Paul comes along and reinforces this idea. Just because you are a blood descendant of Abraham, or you may think that you're a blood descendant of Abraham, it doesn't make you Abraham's child. Because ultimately, Abraham saw the glory of Jesus and was glad, the end of John 8 says. And if you can look at Jesus, who is the direct descendant of Abraham, again, the first line of the New Testament says, Jesus, the son of David, the son of Abraham. If you can look at Jesus, who is the descendant of Abraham, physical descendant and spiritual descendant, and say, yeah, I don't believe in him, then you can't call yourself a child of Abraham. Because as Paul lays out in the book of Galatians, only the children of Abraham, they're only the people that believe and live as Abraham believed and lived. And if that's not you, you can't say that you're one of his children. That's where I'm going to end it today. Next time we're together, we're going to be talking about the new family that God has created in Jesus Christ. Until next time, God bless.